poll, Donald Trump boasts double-digit lead in Nikki Haley's South Carolina. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 1, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is boasting a double-digit lead in former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley's home state weeks ahead of Election Day. The latest Washington Post Monmouth University survey found. The survey, released less than a month from the state's February 24 Republican primary, found Trump leading the former South Carolina governor by what the Washington Post describes as a significant lead of 26 points, garnering 58% to 32% among Republican primary voters in the Palmetto state. Trump appears to lead Haley in most categories. Among those who consider themselves strong Republicans, Trump leads 77% to Haley's 17%. Among those extremely motivated to vote, Trump leads Haley 72% to 24%. Trump also leads Haley among those with no college degree, 68% to 22%, those who are very conservative, 80% to 13%, those who are somewhat conservative, 59% to 30%, those who believe abortion should be illegal in most cases, 74% to 19%, and those who believe President Joe Biden won the 2020 election due to fraud, 85% to 9%. Haley seems to attract more moderates, leading Trump among those who believe Biden won fairly, 70% to Trump's 16%, those who believe abortion should be legal in most cases, 50% to Trump's 40%, those who identify as moderate or liberal, 56% to Trump's 33%, and among college graduates, 46% to 44%. While both have a positive favorable rating, Trump's is much higher. 66% have a favorable view of Trump compared to 28% who do not, a net positive of 38. Haley's is much tighter, as 45% view her favorably compared to 41% who do not, a net positive of 4. That reflects quite a decrease for Haley since September, when 59% viewed her favorably, and 24% did not. The overall survey was taken January 26 to 30, 2024, among 815 potential GOP primary voters in South Carolina. It has a plus or minus 3.9% margin of error. The survey coincides with the results of the latest Fabrizio Lee and Associates poll conducted for the pro-Trump MAGA Incorporated PAC, which found Trump leading Haley in her own backyard by 35 points. It also follows Haley losing a coveted endorsement from a former challenger, as South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, R., proudly jumped on the Trump train before New Hampshire's primary. "The reason why I decided to endorse him is because America needs a strong, clear, defiant president to restore law and order from sea to shining sea. See, we need a president who understands how to ignite our economy," Scott said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. "The race is already over," he added. "And politically speaking and figuratively speaking, they are dead people walking. It is time for this Republican Party to focus only on one person, and that is eliminating Joe Biden by electing Donald Trump."